Father, we can declare that the name of your Son is the name above all. And we want to thank you that you have brought us into the reality of being in Christ Jesus and how to live in the fullness of his name, how to live in the fullness of who he is. So we want to thank you, Holy Spirit, for being with us to guide us into all truth, to direct our paths and to really minister and to share with us the very thoughts of our Father, the ways of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so this morning, as we've been singing, Lead Us, we want to thank you as you just minister to us. So Father, thank you again for what you're about to share with us, empowering us, ministering to us in a way that will touch the people all around us as we leave here. And we give you the praise and glory. So whatever we do, Father, we want to have a life that brings you glory. We want to live for your honor. We want to live for your glory in and through the power of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. We're busy with, well, let's go back to last week when we had a look at the reality of the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because many times we look at Jesus and we will say, he's divine, he never walked in faith, you know, he didn't need to have all the tests and the trials and the temptations that you and I have. And so we began to see that our Lord Jesus modeled a life of faith. And so he was totally obedient to his Father. He was totally confident. And when his Father spoke, he did what his Father said. That's the action of faith. He was totally confident in what the scriptures had said about him. And he quoted the scripture, this is what's going to take place. And he spoke what he believed. And so he modeled an incredible life of faith. So he modeled this incredible life of faith. And so this morning we want to look at when Jesus saw faith in other people. What lesson was he teaching us over there when he saw faith in people that came to him and how he responded? And there's a very important lesson that he is modeling for you and I when it comes to recognizing faith in other people and how we respond and what's actually taking place. And we want to look at that this morning. But I need to go back to where we've been on quite a few Sundays. We had a look and we were speaking about understanding that we are people in a kingdom. So really to understand our true place of residence is the kingdom of God. And just as the Father had sent his Son Jesus into the world, so Jesus has sent you and I into this world. And therefore it was important for us to begin to understand, how do we live as children of God, born again, who are in a kingdom, a spiritual realm? How do we live here on earth? How do we walk in a way? How do we live in a way where we are answering the very prayer, Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done here on earth. And that's what we've been looking at over the past few Sundays. And so we started to look at what it means to be in Christ Jesus and to begin to understand the reality of being in Christ Jesus. What it is to pray in his name, what it is to have faith in Jesus. And we saw there that it's a huge difference to have faith, you know, to have faith sort of about God or something like that, but to have faith in him, to believe in him, to be born again by the Holy Spirit, to be baptized into Christ Jesus and in the Father, means that we have been, by the Spirit, in this incredible miraculous birth, we are now in the realm of Jesus Christ. So we live in who he is. We live in his life. We live in his ability. We live in all the reality of who Christ Jesus is by the Holy Spirit. And that's what we are learning, how to live as a child of God in the kingdom and to be able to be very fruitful and effective here on earth. And this is why it's to my Father's glory that we bear much fruit. And it's in the context of this union, this oneness. that we may be one and be much fruit. So this is what we've been spending a lot of time in, just touching these areas. And then we looked at the reality of the wisdom of God. And again, there it was very important for us to begin to discern the different facets of wisdom and to understand what it is to have the wisdom of God and to really begin to understand the mind of Christ and how the Spirit reveals to us the thoughts of the Father and makes it known to us, and how the Holy Spirit ministers to our spirit, communicates to our spirit, and we begin to understand what the Father's will is. And then also we've been looking at, over the few Sundays and the Wednesday evenings, that in this whole journey of faith, it's crucial, because faith comes from hearing. And so we need to hear the Heavenly Father speak to us. And we've been focusing on a very important, a foundational truth that is very helpful to be able to learn how to discern the voice of God against all the other voices. So we had a look there in a particular scripture where the author of Hebrews said that in the past God has spoken in various ways to the people through the prophets, and that but in these last days he has spoken in his Son Jesus Christ. And we saw there when Jesus says, the words that I'm saying are not just my words, it's the Father in me who is speaking. And so the Father, our Heavenly Father, has spoken in his Son Jesus Christ. So to be able to recognize, to be able to grow, to be able to learn how to discern the voice of God, it's important for you and I to start off in the Gospels, to read the Gospels, to read what Jesus is saying, because that's the Father and his Son speaking. And as you begin to practice reading what Jesus is teaching in the Gospels, and you start to stop and you say, Father, can I recognize you speaking in your Son to me today? See, and this is how you start to learn. The Spirit testifies to our spirit, Abba Father. So the Spirit will testify, who knows the very thoughts of the Father. The Holy Spirit will testify so that we can have the mind of Christ. It's all linked. And so as you stop and you just begin to practice, I'm reading the Gospels, Jesus, I'm listening to what you are saying to your disciples, to the people. Can I see you, Father? Can I hear you, Father, speaking in your Son to me? And as that develops, now you're starting to recognize the Father's voice. Now you're starting to be established in, I hear the Father speaking in his Son. So now when there's other voices, you have to stop and say, can I hear the Father speaking in his Son Jesus to me? Or is it another voice? See, and this is how we get established. And this is crucial, otherwise we will battle to have the wisdom of God. Because in Christ is all the fullness of his wisdom. He is the wisdom of God. So when we want to know the wisdom of God, we've got to look at our Lord Jesus and hear the Father speak in his Son to you and I. That will, you'll experience the life of God. You'll experience the reality of God in the way he speaks, because his word is spirit and life. So as the Father speaks in his Son, and you're recognizing and you're hearing him, you experience the Spirit of God. You experience the life of God within your spirit man, and it touches your whole body. And this is very, very important, because when Satan speaks, you will experience that kind of atmosphere. When the world speaks, you will hear and you'll be intimidated, you'll be confused, you will be full of fear and doubt, blah, 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 blah. That's not life. That's not Spirit of God. See, he's come to give life in abundance. And so, again, just to get a discipline, spend the time, as you particularly now, go through the Gospels and just go very slowly through the Gospels. And all the time, as Jesus is speaking, just stop. Father, I want to learn to recognize you speaking to me here. And you will discover more and more, as you hear the Father speak to you, you will find an incredible sense of belonging in the Father's love. Living in the Father's love. You'll understand and grow in the reality of what it is to be loved by the Father. It will be rooted and established in a person's life. So, practice and also help many, many Christians that are so fearful and so confused at this time. Help them to go through just a couple of verses of Jesus' teaching, what he's saying, and just stop and say, okay, let's see, can we hear the Father? Can you hear the Father speak to you here? Can you recognize the Father? Help them, and you will find how their life will change, because now they are experiencing Abba Father, and that's what it's all about. So when you want to hear the words of God, remember the Spirit of God testifies to our spirit, Abba Father. And so the way that we recognize our Heavenly Father speaking to us will be on the foundation of fatherhood. That's why the Father speaks in His Son to you and I. It's on the foundation of fatherhood, sonship. Okay, and that was important. So that was just the background, and it's so that we can understand what God is busy sharing with us here again this morning. So you caught up, Steve. Yeah. But as the Father sent His Son Jesus, He has sent you and I into this world. As the Father has sent His Son, the same way, the same manner, the same motive, the same desire, everything about the Father sending His Son into this world, that same motive, that same desire, that same purpose, the same vision, the same goal, Jesus has got in Him, and He sends us into this world. And so in this journey of faith and recognizing faith in others, this is going to play a big role in going and ministering and really reaching out to many, many people. And this is where we are right now. So here in Matthew chapter 18, a very well-known scripture that I wanted to start off with. And here we see in the context of what often is referred to in church discipline, or in when someone sins, when a brother and a Christian sins against you, then you go and you show that person their fault, just the between the two of you, etc. And if he listens, you have won your brother over. But if he will not listen, take it to another along with you, and then also to speak about it. And it says over here, so that every matter may be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses. So here we see that right in Deuteronomy chapter 19, when God gives the Israelites the law, we hear in Matthew 18 and verse 16. So here we see that this principle, this the way God has purpose that every matter needs to be established between two or three witnesses is what He has established. And so Jesus is bringing that up, and He is saying there in the context of there's this argument and there's this people are sinning against you, take another person with you, because every matter must be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses. And if he refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if he refuses to listen even to the church, treat him as you would treat a unbeliever, a pagan, or a tax collector. I tell you the truth, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. And again, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask for, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three come together in my name, there I am with you. So here we see Jesus is speaking about the power of agreement. He's speaking about the importance where there are two or three witnesses that agree. Every matter must be established by two or three witnesses. Very profound. So Jesus modeled this. Jesus lived a life where he was the Father testified, this is my Son. And Jesus himself says that I myself, I testify who I am. So Jesus is living a life in this incredible reality of being in agreement with his Father. And so Jesus says over here, again, I tell you, if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask for. So the word agree, the first part of in the Greek is the togetherness, the togetherness. And then the second part is the sound. And this is where we get the word symphony from. It's that harmony. So here we see that Jesus, who modeled something, he was in an agreement with his Father. He lived in agreement with his Father. So where two or three agree about anything, it will be established. He's modeling something about faith. Because faith comes from hearing the Father. And we're in agreement with what we are hearing. And if we're in agreement with what the Father is saying, Jesus is in agreement with the Father, and the Father is in agreement with us if we are in agreement with what the Father is saying. The powerful, powerful reality of the prayer of agreement. Is God in agreement with you and I? That's the question we will have to ask ourselves. Okay. So here we see that Jesus lived that life where all the time he just modeled an incredible life of agreement with his Father. Let me just give you a few scriptures that you might want to just spend time. In John chapter 8 and verse 14, here again they're challenging Jesus about his own testimony. And when Jesus spoke again, John 8 verse 14, when Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. And then the Pharisees challenged him. Here you are, appearing as your own witness. Your testimony is not valid, because they know the law. They know that every testimony, everything must be established by two or three witnesses. And here now they're challenging Jesus. And Jesus answered, even if I testify on my own behalf, my testimony is valid, for I know where I come from and where I'm going. But you have no idea where I come from or where I'm going. You judge by human standards. I pass judgment on no one. But if I do judge, my decisions are right, because I'm not alone. I stand with my Father who sent me. In your own law it is written that the testimony of two men is valid. I am one who testifies for myself. My other witness is my Father who sent me. And here again you see this is the way our Lord Jesus lived, in total and agreement with his Father. Remember, he came to make the Father known. He came to be a witness of his Father. It is Father in him that is doing the work. So the works themselves is the testimony, is the witness of this incredible agreement of the Father and the Son bringing about what the Father wants to do. We read another scripture over here. Well, let's go to 2 Corinthians. Let's read that quickly again just to point this out. In 2 Corinthians, where in chapter 13, and again Paul, so if you want to understand something that's come into the new covenant, you look at what was established in the old covenant, like this law of agreement, and now it's been, Jesus mentions it, so you know now it hasn't gone. This is still very valid, and here we see now it's coming through, and Paul is sharing, this will be my third visit to you. Every matter must be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses. And again, he's sharing something that's vital. So what is taking place when Jesus is recognizing faith in somebody else? See, he's modeling, he's pointing out this powerful principle, this powerful law of God, this truth, that we are two or three in agreement, everything that you ask for will be accomplished. When he sees faith in somebody, he knows that that person has heard from the Father. Because faith comes from hearing. And even if they have not heard the gospel, they have not heard. Remember what Jesus says in John 14? Jesus says there that don't you know who I am? Just the very works that I'm doing, believe in them because they are the evidence. And so many just saw the works of Jesus, the miracles, and they believed in him. They believed that the Father is involved with this over there. They believed in God. So they had a faith. So now they come to Jesus and they say, please do this, please do that. Why? Because there's a faith in him. They've heard from God. And Jesus now, whatever you agree on earth, Jesus is on earth. So Jesus is modeling and he's on earth and he's seeing somebody that's in agreement with his Father. Jesus is on earth and Jesus is in agreement with his Father. And then he says, it shall be done. Whatever you two agree on earth and ask for, it shall be done for you, so that my Father is glorified. So he's modeling us in an incredible reality of faith and the reality of being in agreement with the Heavenly Father to be able to see what he wants to do become a reality. Can you see why faith is so important? Can you see why recognizing God speaking in his Son, Jesus Christ, is so, so crucial? Because faith comes from hearing the message about Jesus. The Father is in his Son speaking to you and I. The Father was in his Son reconciling the world to himself. It's God in his Son reconciling us to himself. The Father is in me. I'm in my Father. It's my Father who is in me who is doing his work. And I'm in agreement with him and I'm doing his work. Total unity, total harmony, total one. This oneness is taking place. And look, whatever Jesus did happened. Whatever he said happened. The two in agreement, him and the Father and the Holy Spirit. Total agreement. And this is now this what we're being invited into, to begin to understand, to begin to sit still, to hear the Father speak in his Son Jesus. So we now begin to know the will of the Father. Now we know as faith, as we hear, because as we hear, you'll find a faith rising up within. And now you know, I've got faith. This faith of God is in me. It's there. So now you and the Holy Spirit are in agreement. Now you can pray the prayer of faith. Now someone comes to you and they've heard God and they're full of faith. Now you are able to now, in agreement with them, to be able to pray together and see that become a reality. A prayer of agreement on earth. Sometimes you may not have the faith. What are you going to do then? If they have the faith and you and I don't have the faith. We're going to run away or we're going to say, I don't really have the faith that you have faith, but let me just ask the Father quickly. Oh. You see, when we are starting to begin the day in the reality that the Father you have sent me, just as you sent your Father, here I am to do your will. Then people, God starts to draw people and you start to connect to people and they've got faith. You will find you will have the faith because you've already been in the place where you said, Father, what you're wanting to do today. And you've walking in a way of faith because you've asked the Father and you believe that what's going to take place in this day is because the Father has arranged it. The Holy Spirit has arranged this. And whoever you're going to be meeting, you know, if they're coming and they've got faith, you're able to pray with them because you're walking in a life of faith. As the Father has sent his Son, so the Son has sent us. Into this world, not into hiding, into this world, into this broken world, the Father has sent us. And this faith of His enables us to receive the reality of what Christ has done in His death and resurrection. The power of the cross. And that's why we're not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for those who believe. There's faith, the power of the cross for those who believe. Power of agreement. So many, many times, why do we find our prayers not being answered? Very often it's because God's not in agreement with us. Because our prayers are not in line with His heartbeat. Our prayers can be pretty selfish, and Jesus says, as the Father has sent me, I've sent you. That's my heart. It's the love of Christ that compels. And the only thing that matters is faith being expressed through love. See, this is the reality, seeking first the kingdom of God. So many times our prayers are not answered simply because we're not in agreement with the Father, and the Father's not in agreement with us. We're in agreement with ourselves and ourselves alone. And also we are in agreement with our circumstances, and we've agreed with that. And we're battling. Why aren't our prayers being answered? And that's the reality. And this is why it's so crucial for you and I to spend the time with our Lord Jesus Christ, to hear what the Father is saying in His Son to you and I. And you know, that the faith is there, and you and I are now in agreement. We're in harmony with the Father, with the Son, with the Holy Spirit. We're in harmony. We've renewed our mind. We're in harmony with ourselves. And we're now at peace. So when Paul writes over there, do not be anxious about anything, rejoice in the Lord. Do not be anxious about anything, but in all your situations, bring it in prayers, in intercession, and all kinds of prayers, etc., with thanksgiving in your heart. What's happening there? Now we're in agreement with the Father. We're in agreement with truth. And what takes place in the peace of God? See, that's the evidence of harmony. That's the evidence of being in agreement with the Father. Now there's a peace in the heart and the mind. So we've got lots to learn. We've got lots to unlearn. And for us, we have a lifestyle of repentance. So it's not just once off. We're continually learning to repent, change our way. God, thank you that you're sharing this. And we move on there. So let's quickly, Matthew chapter 8, quickly, let's just see some examples as we look at this. In Matthew chapter 8, we have, in verse 10, this is the faith of the centurion. When Jesus entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him, asking for help. Lord, he said, my servant lies at home, paralyzed, and is in trouble. So straight away, you can hear he's saying, Lord. So he's recognizing that this Jesus is not just like the rabbis. This Jesus is truly someone that comes from God. So you can see there, just by his language, he's reflecting what he believes. He said, my servant lies at home, paralyzed, and in terrible suffering. And Jesus said to him, I will go and heal him. The centurion replied, Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof, but just say the word and my servant will be healed. For I myself am a man under authority with soldiers under me. I'll tell this one, go, and he goes, and that one, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does. And when Jesus heard this, he was astonished and said to those following him, I tell you the truth, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith. So here Jesus is recognizing faith in this man's life. This man understood, as the Roman government had sent him as a soldier, as an officer in the army, he now gives a command and people follow him. So he recognized Jesus, that God had sent his son Jesus. And so as Jesus speaks, he's not speaking on his own, but there's a government behind him. There's a kingdom behind him. There's a God that is sent. And now, this centurion has a faith. And so he now begins to really believe and say, Jesus, you do this. Now what takes place? There's an agreement taking place here. This man's got faith. Jesus only does what his father tells him to do. Jesus is in agreement with his father, fully persuaded. And what did Jesus say? Now Jesus speaks. He says over here, then he said to the centurion, go, it'll be done, just as you believed he would. Where two or three on earth are in agreement, it shall be done. Where two or three are in agreement on earth, anything that we agree on earth, it shall be done. But to be in agreement with God, and God in agreement with us. And here we see an incredible breakthrough. So now we're starting to understand, we can have many, many prayer meetings and nothing happens. He's helping us to understand, first of all, let's get into agreement with Him. Let's get into agreement with God. Let's see what's the reality of faith in the hearts. What have you heard from the Father today? What has the Father said in His Son to you today? Because there comes faith from hearing. Okay, now there's a faith over there. There's a faith in my heart. There's a faith in your heart. There's a faith in your heart. You've heard, you've heard, you've heard. Now we can come in agreement because you've heard, you've heard, you've heard. You haven't just come because of a ritual of prayer. You've come because you've heard the Father. And now we're coming into agreement to ask, knowing that whatever we ask in His name, it shall be done. This is to my Father's glory. Whatever you ask in my name, I will do it so that the Father is glorified. Because we're in agreement with the will of the Father for the moment, for the now, for the day, for the year, whatever it may be. Okay, so this is going to help us to start to find how our prayers are going to be answered. Matthew chapter 15. Yeah, we see another, there's many, many examples when you go through the Gospels and you will recognize this principle of Jesus' power of agreement when he recognizes faith. So yeah, it's the faith of that Canaanite woman leaving that place, is verse 21. Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon, and a Canaanite woman came from the vicinity, came to him crying out, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. Already, just her words, Lord, Son of David, she recognizes this is not just a man sent by God. This is the Son of God, the Son of David. She understood the Old Testament promise that God had made to David. Lord, the Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is suffering terribly from demon possession. And Jesus did not answer a word. So his disciples came to him and urged him, send her away, for she keeps crying out after us. He has persistent faith. He answered, I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel. And the woman came and knelt before him. Lord, help me, she said. Faith in action. And he replied, it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dogs. Now this is not a vulgar kind of thing. This word dog is for a small puppy that's a home pet that's loved by the family. But he's pointing out over here that the Israelites were first priority before the Gentiles. See, and now she grasps this. And so she says to them, yes, Lord, she said, but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. And Jesus answered, woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted. And her daughter was healed from that very hour. Jesus says, where two or three come in my name, there I am with them. And here we see again Jesus on earth. He says, you're in agreement with the Father over here. I'm in agreement with the Father. We're in agreement on earth. Now it shall be done. And that woman's daughter was healed. Child was healed. The power of incredible agreement. It will be done for you. Your request is granted. Whatever you ask in my name, it will be done. So, who's ready for prayer of agreement? A friend, you'll find this week, maybe some friends will come and say, please come and pray for me. And this is going to be a wonderful opportunity to stop and say, okay, what have you heard from God the Father about your situation? You can't pray if you're not in agreement with God. Help them to be established. Otherwise, they're going to be running around one person to the other. Please pray, please pray, please pray. And they haven't heard themselves. They haven't spent the time in the Word of God themselves to hear what the Father wants to say to them in His Son Jesus. They're running around asking everybody to pray for a word, etc. They need to spend time. They need to have faith. So this is part of the discipline now, part of establishing the children of God to start for us to become mature, to be able to understand, to be able to walk a walk of faith. The righteous are called to live by faith. So it's that growing up time for the body of Christ. So it's important for us to learn. Let's quickly go to, I think, one more in Mark chapter 2. And this is where Jesus heals this paralytic. A few days later, in verse 1, when Jesus again entered Capernaum, the people heard that he had come home. So many gathered, and there was no room left, not even outside the door. And he preached the word to them. So now he's proclaiming the word, etc. Some men came bringing to him a paralytic, carried by four of them. Since they could not get him to Jesus because of the crowd, they made an opening in the roof above Jesus. And after digging through it, lowered the mat, and the paralyzed man was lying there. When Jesus saw their faith, once again, here Jesus is seeing their faith. Now all of a sudden, what takes place? They believe. They're going, the action, everything they're doing is a faith action. They believe that Jesus will heal this friend of theirs. They're going for it over there, full of faith. Jesus sees their faith. They're in agreement with the Father. Jesus lives constantly, every moment of his life, in harmony with his Father, in total agreement with his Father. The Father wants to do a work, and now we see he agrees with them, and he brings about the healing in this man. First of all, he forgives his sin. Now the Pharisees are, how can you forgive? And he says, what's easier, to forgive or to heal? Let me heal. And he heals this man. Again, the power of agreement. And this, I believe, is where we are right now as we conclude, where God is helping us to spend the time with him so that we can hear him speak in his Son. Let's not rush around to try and read all the other stuff that's taking place now. Get into the practice now of the Word of God yourself. Open up the Bible. Let's read the Word of God. And now begin to hear the Spirit speak to us. The Father speaking by the Spirit to you and I in his Son Jesus Christ. And let's start to recognize the Father's voice. Faith comes from hearing him. Faith comes from hearing him. And then we are in agreement. But even in that agreement, we have to surrender to what the Father is saying. If we don't surrender, we're not in agreement yet. Okay? So this is that yieldedness, keeping in step with the Holy Spirit. And this is why God has sent us the Holy Spirit, to help us. It's an amazing reality with the Holy Spirit. When sometimes we don't know, the Holy Spirit helps us to come into unity with the Father. So the Holy Spirit intercedes for us according to the perfect will of the Father, Romans 8. And so as we embrace the ministry of the Holy Spirit and recognize the Holy Spirit and have a relationship with Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit intercedes for you and I so that we start to know, we renew our mind. The one who walks in the Spirit has a mindset on what the Spirit desires. But if we walk in the flesh, we have the mindset on the flesh to desire. Then our agreement will be on the flesh, not in agreement with God. We'd be praying in the flesh. We're not going to get answered prayers because we're not in agreement with God. If we're in agreement with the Holy Spirit, we're in agreement with God, the Spirit intercedes, we start to recognize what the Spirit is saying to us through His Son Jesus Christ, and we start to pray in accordance to the will of God. So that's an amazing foundation for answered prayer that we're going to be getting established in now. So the bottom line again is, stop for a moment in your prayers and say, God, are you in agreement with what I'm praying now? Then repent if you're not. And say, Lord, thank you that you are showing me. I've been wasting my time praying and nothing's happening and I'm losing faith and I just want to give up this walk with you. It's not working. And that, Father, I need to start to learn how to hear you and your Son Jesus Christ. Teach me by your Spirit how to recognize your voice. Let's start to practice that. Amen. Yeah. So Father, we want to celebrate that you love to speak to us. We're your children. We want to thank you that it's by your Holy Spirit that we can know your very thoughts. It's by the Holy Spirit that you have given to us that we can know the mind of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus, I think you must get so excited because the Spirit takes from you and makes it known, and you and the Father are in such harmony, such agreement, there's such a oneness there. And we want to thank you, Holy Spirit, as you share with us the mind, the thoughts of the Father and the mind of our Lord Jesus Christ, so that we can walk in the ways and be in agreement with you. So we want to thank you, Holy Spirit, for that. And this week I'm asking that we will be reminded all the time, whether it's in our own lives, just to stop and say, are we in agreement with the circumstances? Are we in agreement with our emotions? Are we in agreement with our fears, whatever it may be? Or are we in agreement with you, Father? Are you in agreement with us? We want, Holy Spirit, you are the Spirit of truth. And we want to all the time live in the reality of your truth so that we can stay in agreement and live a life of being one with you. Jesus, you pray that we may be one as you and the Father are one. And we bring that and we receive that as you help us to be established in the oneness. And this is just one aspect of this oneness. And we want to thank you for that. So Jesus, as we again just celebrate and we reflect in you as a human being coming to this earth as a man and how you gave your life and how you walked in perfect harmony, we realize that Adam and Eve were created at the time where they walked in perfect harmony with the Father. They worked in perfect harmony with creation. They lived in the perfect harmony of all the things, Father, that you have created. And everything was so beautiful, profound. But then comes the enemy that's out of harmony and how the enemy tempted. And we realize at that moment that harmony, that oneness was broken, not just with man, but with all creation from that moment. The decay came in and creation's groaning. But Jesus, you came to restore all of that. You came once again to enable us to be able to once again come into harmony with the Father, to live reconciled, to live in the reality of oneness. And we ask that you will help us to be established in this because of what you have done in the cross, the power of your sacrifice, Lord Jesus, in redeeming and in restoring and bringing it all back, what Adam and Eve lost, that we can live in you now. And that's why teach us more what it is to live in you, Lord Jesus, because it's only in you that we can live in perfect harmony. Outside of you, we cannot. It's only in you that we can pray the prayer of agreement. Out of you, we cannot. So we want to thank you as you teach us what it means to pray in your name, to ask in your name, now in the reality of this oneness with the Father and with you and the Holy Spirit. So thank you, Lord, again, as we celebrate you and the excitement of you taking us into something that is so profound, so that the Father is going to be glorified through our lives here on earth. And this we receive and thank you for again in your name, Jesus. Amen.